Okay, so trying to figure out how I want to begin this, but let me just say for the record that if you were on Facebook over the last couple of days, my Facebook page there were some things that I posted that got a lot of reaction out of people, which was very, very cool. I don't know if you know this, but I'm divorced.
What?
Yes, I know.
When did this happen?
Well, it's been quite a while, in fact. I've been divorced for some time. And in the
you
course...
You do know that I have been, too.
I heard that. And, yeah. And, you know, as...
Copycat.
That's exactly it. You're a groundbreaker.
Yes.
No man in his 50s has ever been divorced before.
And you waited how many years to follow in my footsteps?
It was a few... I don't like this. It's the same kind of concept why it took me 5.5 years to finish college.
Right.
I like to pace myself through these kinds of things.
And you don't want to be a bandwagon jumper.
Absolutely not. But 2.5 years ago, and I've mentioned her very briefly, but I haven't said a whole lot because she's a private individual too, and she's got her own life and her own friends and her own family, and I don't want to necessarily, impose this very public job on people that would like to have some level of privacy, but...
What? Some level of privacy?
Yeah, believe it or not, privacy is actually still important to people.
I wouldn't have known that from your Facebook page.
Right. So, 2.5 years ago, after I had left home, I was at a work release, and my friend Jenny was at a work release, and... Yeah, I have been talking to her about some of the things that have been going on, and that night I told her exactly what was going on, and that night she said, do you want to get dinner? You get something to eat? I'm like, hell yes.
She wasn't one of the people who showed up at the work release every week for dinner.
No.
Okay.
No, she doesn't even listen to the show. So if it makes you feel any better, this is not one of the people that... shows up with like Gladware containers looking to get
that was
a free handout.
Yeah.
No. So we went to the Munich House that night, which was right around the street from where I had an apartment at the time.
Lovely place.
Oh, terrific.
I thought you said you would be fine if you stayed there the rest of your life.
Yes, I absolutely would have been delighted. But, things move forward, and so do I. On Saturday... Jenny was out with friends at the Munich House, and I was out to dinner with my kids, and I decided, hey, let's go pay a visit to the Munich House. So I had Sophie and Kay with me. Liza was off with her with her boyfriend that night. But anyway,
where were you dining with your children at the time?
Some Chinese restaurant.
No
big whoop. But we walked over to the Munich House, and she's there with her friends, and there's a band playing, and they're out in the beer garden. And I walk over to her, and I give her a kiss hello. I got down on my knee, and I asked her to marry me.
What?
And I gave her a ring, and she said yes. So I'm engaged.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And for those of you who congratulated me on Facebook over the last 2 days, because I think we broke Facebook in the last 2 days, thank you very, very, very much. All your comments were very deeply felt. So that was awesome.
My experiences have done nothing to you.
Well, you see, John, here's the difference between you and I.
Hmm?
I don't necessarily have a lack of faith in marriage.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes have a lack of faith in the people who decide to get married together because sometimes things happen. But I have no lack of faith in this situation. I have nothing but faith in this situation. I'm very happy. My kids are very happy. They're happy with Jenny. They're happy with us together. Life moves forward. We've been together for 2.5 years. It's time. Do I have to follow in your footsteps? Well, unlike you, I don't always project my insecurities about marriage and relationships onto everybody else. I don't need your permission or your approval to do this.
Oh, would you please?
It's true.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead and ask.
Is she pregnant?
She's not pregnant.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. So there's no shotguns involved?
There are no shotguns. This is not under any duress. This was a decision that we've been talking about for a very long time. It is a mutual decision.
I actually don't even know the answer to this. Are her parents alive?
They are.
Did you do the old-fashioned approaching the father thing?
I talked to her mom. Her mom was very cool about it. Dad was very cool about it. Everybody was very cool about it. In fact, I think they're kind of thinking, what took so long?
They know you?
They know me.
They know your vocation?
They are very much aware of my vocation.
They know the possibilities that exist for the future in such an industry?
Of course, everybody does.
They know that you make so little money?
Yes. Well, they are certainly aware of how my money is divided.
Let alone how it's divided, how it even starts.
We haven't really gotten into the nuts and bolts, and don't worry about that.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I can't even spit this word out. Is there a date set?
There is not a date yet.
Oh, okay.
Because, you see, not only are we getting married, you see, not only just freshly got engaged, but we're also buying a house in Hamden.
Hamden. What the hell good ever came out of Hamden?
Well, there was your law career. There was that.
I still make my question the same.
Hamden's a fine town. So, and that's we're closing on the house in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot going on. Yeah, so this is not. I know how you feel.
Well,
and I've heard your criticisms of people who have gotten married a second time, but
or third or fourth.
Yes,
I believe even a couple I know who've gotten married five times.
All right, that's probably a bit much.
Well, now.
But
where do you say what's the line that says bit much?
Well, I mean, I'm not one to set the line because I'm looking at this as this is the last time ever. That's what I'm looking
at. Well, that's easy to say now. See, I've always thought that way too. It's like it's easy to say that somebody you're going to get married now you intend to be married to for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you get married in your 20s and you have a potential 40, 45 years, 50 years maybe of life ahead of you.
Sure.
Then it's, your fingers are crossed.
Right.
But when you marry in your 50s, I think it's safe to say, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you because you're going to be dead soon.
Probably. Yeah. And that's perfectly fine to think that way. But... this is not one of those situations where I felt like there were questions. What you want to ask Steve?
Have you heard this?
Yeah, it was all over Facebook all weekend long.
What are you talking about? He said he wants to be private.
Yeah, well, that's a little too hard to do that now.
Well, there are some things that are private and some things that are Facebook worthy. This was Facebook worthy.
So some things, there's a difference in privacy between Facebook and being on a public radio station, a commercial radio station?
Listen, I'm not Star Jones in this thing. I'm just telling you what's going on in my life.
Talking about a guy who live tweeted his colonoscopy preparation.
Well, yeah, that doesn't really mean anything because I tried to not live tweet it, but I tried to record my.
He would have done it because he took the cap off his phone.
No, yeah. The preparation, not the actual colonoscopy.
Oh, I see. Well, then that would make what I wanted to do even worse. But did you hear this?
I heard. Yeah, I saw it. Mm. I witnessed
actually,
it.
I'm kind of surprised that
there's
no one told you.
And everything.
Well, then what are you waiting for?
You're a bastard. You are a miserable
bastard.
Hey,
baby steps.
Yeah,
one thing at a time.
No, he said she's not pregnant.
She's definitely not pregnant. Yeah. But no, I mean this is the way it's supposed to be.
Congratulations,
thank you, Steve.
It's a momentous, joyous occasion.
And thank you for finally someone in this room saying congratulations. This is a joyful moment.
Look, I think that you're aware of my feelings, as you just said a moment ago, and I had to tell somebody, I'm not going to name any names or positions or anything like that.
What does it rhyme with?
But I had to bite my tongue when someone very close to me told me once that they were getting married for a third time.
Right.
And I just could not bring my lips and teeth together to form the word congratulations.
Right.
Now, clearly, this is not your third marriage or your fifth or anything like that.
His third wife hasn't even been born yet.
Well,
there is no third wife. This is it. This is the one. This is the one.
Did you, and I say this to everybody, so this has nothing to do with personalities at
sure.
all. Did you not think that on the day that you made this announcement the first time?
What are you talking about?
Did people who say, the people who say in subsequent engagements, this is the one, did everybody who got married the first time not already say that?
Sure, they often do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure it has been said previously and that people acknowledge having said that previously.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, the decisions you make in your 20s are different decisions than you make in your 50s.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like you said. You know, now I can make this kind of choice with some life experience behind me, with some extra knowledge. I've learned a lot of things about not only relationships, but myself and about marriage and a lot of other things. So I can apply all those things that I've learned to this relationship, knowing and feeling incredibly confident that this is the right thing for both of us and for my kids and for everybody else.
I actually don't think anybody, and the people who do stay married for 30, 40, 60 years from their first and only marriage, I say kudos to them because I think that they are very much like unicorns and Sasquatches. People have heard about them, but very few people have actually seen them.
Yes, right.
But they're to be commended. I think that's great if you can do that and not wake up every morning and go, oh, crap, they're still breathing. If you're actually still in love for that long, good for you. But and I mean that nicely. I didn't mean that sarcastically. But I do really believe that most people should be married more than once. And that the way you should do it is the way I've seen a lot of people do it. And you have done it yourself, too. You have children. You set a set of values into them. You stick around until they're, say, old enough to be in high school or college or whatever. And then that's it. You've done your job. And moving on to another lifestyle or mm-hmm. to another life, rather, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's absolutely nothing wrong yeah. with trying to you find ways of being happy in your life.
But, oh, well, that's a completely different story. I didn't even touch on that.
But like what you said about the three and then the fourth.
Man, yeah.
That's a little.
And by the way, you don't count in this kind of conversation. I would assume anyone who loses a spouse to death for whatever reason, they you know their second marriage is obvious. I mean, you know, I anyone who's been married multiple times, I start to say, well, you know, are you looking in the mirror lately? But when you lose a spouse to death, that's a different story. I mean, you know, I expect those people to remarry eventually.
Way to put a depressing Paul on a very joyous occasion.
Well, I've been known to do that.
I'm loving single life. I got dishes laying around the house, all the plate. Nobody's telling me to pick it up.
See?
You clean up after yourself. Yeah. You really want that, Bax? Do you really want that?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take
it. Is that a whole life of it? It's the last few years that have been uncomfortable for him.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And the thing I'm actually happy about is my father's going to be my best man for this.
What?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
We've been working together in this room off of God knows how many contracts for 23 years.
Right.
23 years.
That's right.
And you would not consider asking me to be your best man?
My father has known me for almost 51 years.
Your father is the worst marriage example there is.
Which makes the toast that much more interesting.
Oh, do you believe this?
Am I going to be a ring bearer? Because that's what I really wanted to do all my life. I never got a chance.
That's all I ever wanted.
We'll talk about it, Steve. 3 with Bax and O'Brien of Rock 102. Some claim.